One of the greatest problems that we have for the management of waste throughout the whole of its life cycle, as was mentioned before, the needs and social realities are so distinct across the board that it's only a fraction of countries which have the relevant resources to be able to deal with waste and to implement effectively the management of marine waste. And that said, we consider that whichever international instrument is developed for the management of marine waste, it should include the different realities of each country, and there should be a fund so that the majority of countries have access to these funds in order to support activities relating to the environment, to improve patterns of consumption and the conduct of people, to prevent the generation of waste in the first place. And this will be the best apparatus to do so, to make sure that this is more responsible in terms of management for the environment. Environment must be included from the earliest stage of the development of human beings in school. And this is, we are creative, we are able to give this message throughout all four corners of the world, but we must not forget that 49% of the global population does not have access to the internet, and between 15 and 20% do not even know how to read or to write. And in some places, this figure is higher than 80%. So the majority of people are still yet generating plastic waste. Thank you. Thank you very much for giving me the floor. Can you hear me well? Yes, we can. Please go ahead. Thank you. I think that information that is most important has been presented and it's been systematized. It's of great value in order for us to project mechanisms that will guide the prevention of marine waste, plastic waste, but also the ways in which to prevent this residue coming into our seas and oceans. And it would be interesting to broaden the conversation to the other challenges that are seen as important. Which should be these routes for management of waste, for its prevention? And the second point, and perhaps this would be the greatest challenge, how can you, with this waste, can you perhaps recycle them at least partially? And this might help us with our objectives. There are many challenges that we need to face on a global level. However, it may be possible with all of the interested parties and stakeholders. Thank you so much. Thank you, Mexico. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, for giving me the floor. First of all, I would like to thank you. for this meeting, bringing together many different entities as well as the Secretariat to give us further information on the activities and activities that are being undertaken in order to identify amongst these the financial resources necessary. As far as the technical resources are concerned, we think that we should include issues relating to the management of plastics throughout their life cycle. And this should be from the point of view of the circular economy. Production, value of solid waste, environmental issues, and certification, amongst other things, and to prohibit activities that might increase waste. We must strengthen international cooperation, specifically on the financial mechanisms. These should allow us to carry out the activities so that we can manage waste in the appropriate time by capacity building, by policies, and by institutional strengthening, as well as developing pilot projects, for example, in the case of Peru, in order to bring to a head the implementation of our norms and standards for the management of plastic waste. We had to have resources from the productive sector, that is the private sector, and with support of various other economic stakeholders, including the industrial companies using plastics. And so we believe it's important to have the support of the private sector. In the same way, we must also take into account the various different financial mechanisms which exist in other multilateral environmental agreements, so that these can serve as an example for the international funds that we require and incorporate in their budget lines the pollution caused by plastics. And finally, we'd like to highlight the fact that the information presented is not exhaustive. There are other analyses as well which are available, and these can be important contributions that we can examine, especially in our future work as we consider the various other options available to us. Thank you so much.